Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know about the new NASCAR schedule. Number one, where are they going? Well, NASCAR announced that they'll be going to two different racetracks in a 12-day stretch. The first one will be at Darlington, a track that they call Too Tough to Tame, will host the first race back since the COVID-19 pandemic on Sunday, May 17th. They will run a second cup race there on Wednesday, May 20th. The Xfinity teams, well, they're going to be running one race there on Tuesday, May 19th, before everybody heads back up to Charlotte. Following Darlington, everybody will be in NASCAR's backyard, as Charlotte will host races for four consecutive days, starting on Sunday, May 24th. The Coke 600 will run on Sunday, May 24th, followed by the Xfinity teams on Monday, May 25th. The Truck Series will run on May 26th, and the Cup Series will run a second race at Charlotte on May 27th. Number two, new procedures in place. According to Steve O'Donnell and John Bobo, that after collaborating with public health officials, medical experts, and state and federal officials, NASCAR has implemented a comprehensive health and safety plan. They will have health screenings for anyone entering the racetrack, as well as having them inside and exiting the venue. Social distancing protocols are in effect. All events will be a one-day show with no practice sessions for all events. There will be no qualifying with the exception of the Coca-Cola 600. Number three, schedule moving forward. So what is next after the two races at Darlington and at Charlotte? Well, Steve O'Donnell said that he wants to be able to race that is within driving distance of most drivers' hometowns.
It's a good question, Claire. So kind of two parts. So I would say outside of the first four cup events, and I'll just speak to cup right now, the goal for us is the next, I'd say, three events, we would like to be within drivable conditions as well. Once you get beyond that, we do have states that have said, hey, we're good to go, and we're good to go racing. But our goal was to get, you know, at least seven or so events under our belt, drivable, learn where we go, and not have to put people on planes if we could avoid that. So, you know, once we get beyond those, I think you'll see us move in. So it'll be, you know, keep using the word fluid, but that's where you get, once we get beyond those kind of seven events, we feel like we'll be ready to, you know, continue to look at races where we may be able to travel.
For all the latest regarding the new 2020 NASCAR schedule, check out Dustin Albino's article on FrontStretch.com. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. You can follow us on Twitter @FrontStretch, as well as myself @TheBrianNolan. You can also give us a rating and review for our weekly podcast that Dustin Albino and Mike Neff do each and every week. From all of us here at FrontStretch.com, stay safe, please stay healthy, and stay home.